Hello and welcome to this episode of Grow by Cassandra. Thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast. Today's episode is entitled Dogs in the Neighborhood. I just want to let you guys know that I recorded 13 minutes of this podcast already. So this is round two. And I say that because sometimes we think that the process is perfect and it's easy and it's always exciting. And we're just so glad to record a podcast of what we said all over again. And that's not always the truth. But I love that, A, I have some perseverance, and B, this is what life is. And so I've learned to adapt to that. So dogs in the neighborhood. I don't like dogs. I'm not a dog person at all. Ask anybody, they know. Now, if you're still listening, thank you for not judging me. I know that dogs are cute and they're cuddly, they're man's best friend and all that. I mean, I get it, right? I get why people love dogs, or animals for that matter. But I think of dogs and I think of barking, and I think they're mean, they're dirty, they bite, they're disobedient, they poop. Like, I've had experiences that have led me to think of dogs in a certain way, and I think of them as little humans that are just less free and less understandable, because they can't talk. They cannot talk, and they scare me a little. The barking, the running after, the growling for no reason, the like, I just walk past you and you're upset. I don't understand it. I don't get it. And so when I first moved to Costa Rica, I had some run-ins with some dogs, right? So this would be walking to work, coming from the market, minding my business, living my best life. There are dogs in my neighborhood that would bark like I stole biscuits from their mama's kitchen table. And I didn't get it. I still don't get it. They've calmed down a little bit now, but the damage has been done. I don't like those dogs, and they definitely didn't help my opinion of the dog community. There's a dog that lives on the same floor as me, about three apartments down, and this dog is rude. I get offended by the barking. Like, I literally just got off the elevator. What are you barking about? You can't even see me. I'm just taking out my trash. Like, what is the big deal? So that just seems to be how it's gonna be. I just don't like dogs. I remember one night, I'm tell you a little story. I was coming from the mall. I missed my stop. And so I got off at the next stop because I was still learning the routes and all that. And by the time I got to where I should have actually got off the bus, it was super dark. So the darkness did not really make me nervous. It was this massive hill that I live on. So I'm walking up the hill. I'm struggling. I got bags in my hands. Hands are full. I start recording myself. I'm like, this would be so, you know, good to send back home and just let people know, like, this hill is crazy. It's dark, blah, 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 blah. And I was a little oblivious. I probably should have been a little bit more cautious and concerned with my surroundings and all that. But truth is, I just wanted to get home. So I thought to myself, you know what? Let's just put one foot in front of the other, make this entertaining, share it with friends when it's all said and done, and get to the house. So in my neighborhood, there are three dogs that I saw almost every day. The ones that barked and chased and annoyed. Not even chased, because it was only one dog that was out. But this one dog was the size of a turtle, basically. And had the audacity of a lion, kind of. It was an audacious little dog. What I'm trying to say is this dog was all bark, no bite. So I knew about this dog. Like, this dog wasn't that new to me. But what I did not realize is that on this particular evening, this dog was not leashed or in a cage or anything like that. And as I'm walking up the hill, I hear the dog. I hear the two locked up dogs. I'm like, ugh, this is annoying. Like, you know, this is going to be annoying. But as soon as my thoughts went there, I recognized or realized that there were two additional barks that I was unfamiliar with. There was a woo, 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 and a like really, I don't know if you've ever played Mario Kart, and at the end when Bowser or whoever is like, like really deep scary voice, there were some barks that I ain't never heard in my life. Like in all the whatever, however many weeks I had been living there, I had not heard this barking before, and I was nervous. I was shook, and I was thinking to myself, I know I'm the free spirit, I know I'm adventurous, I know like this is great, but am I really gonna die like this? Like, is this what my mama raised me for? Like, is my daddy gonna be able to get past that his daughter went to, you know, Central America, went to Costa Rica, was walking home from the market and got attacked by dogs, and that was the end of her story? Like, I was super dramatic in the moment. But what happened was, I heard those dogs and I saw them coming toward me. Now you can imagine, if I had had to pee, I would have peed in my pants. If I had had to poop, you know the story. Thank goodness I had taken care of those things before I left the mall. But I was scared, which is an understatement. So I stop in my tracks and I do what any reasonable person would do, anybody with an education and the background and skills and knowledge that I have. I mustered up every ounce of energy. I paused. I took a deep breath in and I screamed for my life. I was like, you can't hear it because I'm in public and that would be embarrassing. And also it'd be really, really loud on this podcast, but you gotta believe me. I screamed for my entire life. I didn't care if it was a guard, if it was a cow, if it was another dog. I don't know who was going to come and rescue me, but I needed rescuing. So I screamed. So, the owners came out, got the dogs. The dogs were still barking. They were still hype. Like, they wanted to fight me. And I'm like, I didn't even do nothing. Like, what are you mad about? Who hurt you? You know what I'm saying? But I'm walking up the hill. And as I'm walking, I see the owners. And they're like, oh, just, you know, getting their dogs leisurely. And I'm like, you know what? This is a great opportunity to test out my Spanish. ¿Por qué los perros are not on chains? And I was serious, had an attitude, had my Spanish on point, had my Spanglish in, you know, next in line. And I was like, why aren't your dogs on chains? You know they're crazy. You know they're broken. You know they are destructive. You know they don't like me. You know people be walking on this hill at night. Like, lock these mothers up. I should edit that out because that don't even sound right. But anyway, lock these dogs up. So I said what needed to be said, what I felt like needed to be said. And I don't know if I got a response because I really wasn't saying it for a conversation. I was saying it for, like, I'm about that life. These dogs can catch these hands, right? So, you know, I started to ask about the dog community. And I have a friend who's a dog whisperer. She has 4 dogs. They're like her kids. She's explained things to me. You know, like, most dogs are not like that. Something is happening to those dogs. Some dogs are chained to bricks and left and abandoned. Some dogs don't get food. Like, I've passed some stray dogs. She's seen some dogs that don't get pet. I've seen dogs about to get hit or ran over in traffic. Like, they are mistreated, right? But they are mistreated. They're also dogs. But I do get that they're not always treated well. And so maybe the barking and the attacking comes from a broken and a hurt place. And, you know, some days as I'm carrying my mace that I carry now, which is illegal for me to mace a dog, but whatever. Or I'm picking up a branch to swat at a dog, or I'm grabbing and gathering some rocks just in case they come for me again. I wonder if, you know, maybe I just offered them some food or was like, hey, and like pet them, you know, if it would calm them down, if that gesture would be like an olive branch of peace, right? But I just don't think that's the case. I just don't think so. Their anger, their jealousy, their frustration, their whatever they're carrying, I just wonder, can I help to heal them, right? And maybe I could. The only way that I really would know is that I would try. But like I said, I don't like dogs like that. So I'm not about to pet nobody's strange dog. I'm not about to feed them. But I did come to the understanding that I can apply this principle or this thought pattern or this question or this epiphany to people, right? I can pet people. And I know what you're thinking, Cassie, you have lost it. You cannot go around touching the tops of people's heads and like stroking their backs. That's really weird. And I agree, that's weird. That's not the type of pet that I mean. You know, I love acronyms, right? It's the teacher in me. It's the learner in me. They're catchy. They're fun. They're, I don't know, allow me to be creative. But when I say I can pet people, I mean that I can give them patience, empathy, and transparency. Patience. We all need it. Like, we all struggle and we need some love, some kindness, some patience from time to time. Empathy. We all want empathy, right? It feels good when someone gets it, when they're like, I understand how you feel, or I see what you mean. And then transparency, we are all drawn in by it. I know pastors, preachers, speakers, famous people, actors, I don't know, celebrities, boys, girls, children, elderly. You know, we know people who their transparency draws us in. Their sense of vulnerability and humility brings us closer to them, which teaches us something about ourselves and helps us to contribute to a beautiful and valuable world. I feel like that was an essay. But I really want to encourage you guys to pet people. The grumpy boss, the shady coworker, the aggressive sibling, the cranky kid, the aggravating spouse, you know, because, or loved one, because we have moments where people, you know, where we build walls up. But I'm wondering if we chose, rather than carrying a stick, a rock, a stone, and, you know, giving them back what they're giving to us, if we chose to pet them, if that could make a difference. I will go into more detail, but patience, empathy, and transparency are so self-explanatory. They're so easy to understand. That really is just, can we find opportunities where we can, instead of being short with someone, getting frustrated easily, where we can show them patience. Where instead of putting our own feelings, our needs, our wants, our desires, our frame of thinking, and our perspective above another person's, we can rather choose empathy. And instead of hiding behind all of the vulnerability that we each possess, the hurt, the harm, the fear, the anger, the sadness, the self-consciousness that we hold on to, what if we decided to be vulnerable, to be transparent? So I want you guys to try that. I mean, I'm going to be trying it. I'm not going to be petting any dogs that I don't know, but I will be petting people. I will be showing patience and empathy and transparency. And until next time, I want you all to continue to grow.